Welcome to Leading Organizations That Matter, a podcast on the topics of leadership, organizational culture, and finding meaning and purpose in our work. I'm Ray Spadoni, former CEO and current consultant, author, and speaker. Today's topic is, we'll fix it with a reorg. Sometimes you need to lay the pieces down on the table, sort and rearrange them, and then reassemble. Organizations change, internal and external pressures intensify, fortunes rise and fall like the tide, and historical approaches should be challenged in the name of innovation, improvement, efficiency, and effectiveness. Such is the case for leaders who wonder whether their infrastructure is organized for success. In other words, reorgs happen. I've worked in organizations that reorganized on a regular basis, almost predictably so, due to leadership churn or chronic underperformance. The instinct can be strong to mix things up a little. I've also worked within organizations when some type of restructuring was clearly necessary, but it never happened for a whole variety of reasons. Let's face it. Some of us inherently like change, and others abhor it. In my book, I talk about my own parents. My dad disliked change greatly and wholeheartedly embraced the "if it ain't broke, don't fix it" attitude, while my mom loved change. Sometimes doing things like rearranging the furniture in our house for no good reason and frequently to hilarious effect. My dad loved that. Most of us are someplace in between these extremes, but we do tend to lean more so in one direction versus the other. As such, reorgs are often viewed as exciting and necessary in some circumstances, and dreaded and to be avoided in others. The context matters here. I always encourage my clients to avoid a reflexive, "we'll fix it with a reorg" mindset. There may be particularly vexing or politically complicated situations that a leader is struggling to resolve, and so that leader may conclude that it's time to reorg at a broader level. The downsides are obvious. That leader will not be addressing the core underlying issue when it exists, and they may be subjecting others to difficult and unnecessary change as a result. The two questions that leaders must ask themselves are, one, is there an underlying and compelling reason for the broader change? In other words, is there a vision for the change, and does this reorganization help achieve it? Such a vision could be long-term financial improvement, enhancing reputation, innovating, etc. The changes must then therefore adhere to that vision and must make sense based on that rationale. Second, what is the actual scale of the change? I've seen organizations describe something as a reorg when in reality it was only a very limited and highly focused change that was actually taking effect. Such broad language will fail to convince when there really are only narrow changes taking place. Reorganizations are sometimes vitally necessary and can become a cornerstone of a broader change agenda. They should never be used to mask the approach to solving a more specific problem. Thanks for listening. I hope you'll consider subscribing to this podcast and providing a review on Apple Podcasts or your platform of choice. Feel free to learn more about me and my work at redsailadvisors.com.